listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Browns Nike Summer Collection is in. Stop by the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. Open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Wrapping things up here, Julian Gerard up next on ESPN 850. And Reg, you know, today it was basically a show of disappointment and a show of, listen, these people have to get it done. These people have got to get their lives in order. Number one, Josh Gordon. Football second, healing his life first, as Herm Edwards said so eloquently on SportsCenter this morning. And then Johnny Manziel, just stay out of social media, stay out of pictures, stay out of the party scene so publicly. Nobody is saying that you cannot have a good time in your time off. But there are many people in the NFL having good times on their time off, none of whom are appearing in photos like he is on such a consistent and such a questionable-looking basis.
Now, you're absolutely right, and very quickly, for me now with Johnny, the and Gerard just touched on it, Nathan Forrest, the most disturbing thing here is that you and I, we both believe that Johnny has been at least pulled aside, and, you know, whether how stern it was, we don't know, but tone it down, okay? Yes. Let's just have fun, but tone it down and not put yourself in disadvantageous situations. And yet it continues week after week. That's the most disappointing thing to me. Because it is saying, I'm gonna do what I want to do,
which he has said.
He said it,
and I thought meant he was gonna do what he wanted to do and just be smarter about it publicly.
That's fine,
is fine.
But let's have a little bit more, you know, coherence be smarter. Don't put yourself in these positions week after week after week, especially now when you have had said to you, we need better choices from you. How's anybody in this room supposed to believe then that they're going to get better choices from them on the football field?
Exactly right, Reg. And that is it's one thing when you're just when you're not the quarterback. When you're the quarterback, that's where it is. It's all the decision. The future of the franchise is in your ability to make good decisions on the field. That is as much what the quarterback position is about as it is unbelievable talent and improvisational skills. Yeah. That's why guys like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, who may not be the best quote-unquote athletes, they're not going to run around and run for 80 yards in a game like a Kaepernick or a Vic or a Cam Newton or a Russell Wilson or a Johnny Manziel, but they win with their minds and they have the implicit trust of their team, of their coaches, of their teammates, of that locker room, that when they are under the gun, when it matters the most, they are going to be making the right decision time and time again with the football. That's what the quarterback position is all
perfectly
about.
Perfectly said, Nathan. Trust and confidence. Perfectly
That's right.
said.
You need it. You need it. You got to have
imperative.
It.
Absolutely it bottom line imperative.
To play that position well, it certainly is. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be joined again by Michael Regei tomorrow for more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for Julian Gerard up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.